Site 5, southeast corner of Water Street and Pacific Avenue. The origins of the community that came to be known as Henderson can be traced to the opening of the world's largest magnesium plant, Basic Magnesium Incorporated, BMI, on September 15, 1941. The significance of the magnesium plant originated both in its size and importance to the war effort and was emphasized in the employee newsletter, The Big Job, later known as the Basic Bombardier. Articles kept employees abreast of developments in construction by describing the quantity and variety of materials used. The newsletter boasted about the output potential of the new plant, saying that at full capacity, Basic will make 30 times as much magnesium as was made in the entire world 6 years ago. The new production was heralded as the backbone of the war effort. A variety of factors made Nevada the best site for the industrial plant. The Big Job informed readers that once more, the eyes of Washington turned to Nevada, the state of metals. This time, Uncle Sam needs magnesium. In Nevada is the water, the power, and unlimited supply of magnesite, the three requisites for the production of magnesium. McNeil Construction, who would go on to build such high-profile sites such as Disneyland and the Dunes Hotel, built the plant. Water was brought to Henderson in March 1942 when a water line was completed, pumping water from Lake Mead. Electricity came later that summer when surplus power from Boulder Dam was transmitted to the plant. The plant began producing materials for the war by August 1942. During World War II, the work of BMI and the workers there was heralded as critical to the war effort. In July 1943, the plant reached full production capacity of magnesium, 112 million pounds annually. And the U.S. Army Air Force Command sent the Flying Fortress Memphis Belle with its original crew to BMI to commemorate the event. As the war ended, however, the demand for magnesium went down. In September 1944, the War Production Board ordered the complete curtailment of magnesium production, and in November, the world's largest magnesium plant shut down after having produced more than 165 million pounds of magnesium. After BMI ceased production, the Reconstruction Finance Corporation took control of the plant. Soon after, Stauffer Chemical and Western Electrochemical Company began leasing the plant. The Reconstruction Finance Corporation transferred control of BMI to the War Assets Administration to sell at auction, but no private bidder came forward. The Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce sought help in saving the plant and bringing more jobs to the Southern Nevada economy, and petitioned the Nevada legislature for the state to buy the plant. Following a tour of the plant by 40 legislators, they negotiated a deal whereby the Colorado River Commission would purchase BMI, changing the name to Basic Management Incorporated. With the help of Senator Patrick McCarran, the deal was finalized and the plant was sold for $24 million. The Los Angeles Times described the acquisition, saying BMI had been seen as a white elephant. But Southern Nevada officials speculated that it could bring considerable revenue to the area. The speculations proved accurate, and the BMI plant eventually became home to a number of industrial firms, including Chemstar Lime Incorporated, Kerr-McGee Chemical Corporation, Pioneer Chlor-Alkali Company, and TyMet. A number of conditions made Nevada a favorable site for industry, including the tax structure, climate, and the small population. By the 10th anniversary of the founding of the town site in 1953, Henderson had begun to brand itself as Nevada's industrial center. Henderson continually worked to attract new industry to the area by producing literature, highlighting the possibilities of the area for industry. While the original mission of BMI was fulfilled, the plant had created a community in the surrounding areas of Basic Town Site, Victory Village, Carver Park, Pittman, and Whitby, all to become Henderson when it incorporated in 1953, saved from the surplus chopping block. Henderson's founding as a center of industry has remained central to the city, as it is still the site of many industrial facilities. Its industrial heritage has become a core part of Henderson's identity as a community.